KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. And of course, today we are looking at opportunities that you can help with becoming a volunteer trail steward. Today, my co-host Stevie Luther and I are talking with Reese Hughes. Good morning, all.
Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, indeed.
Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. It's foggy here in Ferndale. How about where you are?
A little.
We are fogged in Eureka.
Fogged in Eureka, too.
And Arcata.
Okay. It's foggy. It is foggy on the coast. So, we were just talking a little bit off air. We've got the 10th anniversary of the Trails Steward program. Is that the case?
Yes, it is. It's been 10 years since we first piloted this program on the Hammond Trail and at the Nature Center out at Manila.
No one was kind of sure how it was going to work at first. I mean, it was like we're doing these trails here, and it's like, how are we going to take care of these? Well, maybe we can get people to volunteer. Who's going to do it? Because the answer is a lot of folks, right?
No, it's been interesting. Stevie can chime in too, but it's in 2017 we had about 665 volunteers. Now you count volunteers as anybody that shows up for a work day. So if they show up for multiple work days, they count multiple times.
Okay.
But 2017 we had about 665 for about 2,200 hours, and last year was 853 volunteers, and this year we're sort of on a pace to be about over 1,000 volunteers, committing more than 3,000 volunteer hours.
It's fantastic.
Pretty impressive.
So for those who aren't aware, what do trail stewards do?
Well, you know, it sort of depends on the location. So all of them are involved with trail maintenance. So on the Hammond, for example, often there's everything from mowing to trimming to weed whacking to sanding and refinishing benches. In the Arcata Community Forest, there's been an emphasis on construction of trails, so we've been very involved with the construction of the South Fork of the James Creek Loop and the Arcata Ridge Trail and the Beef Creek Loop and rehab most recently of Trail 12 after logging occurred. And on the Hikshari Trail, has been heavy emphasis on invasive removal and planting of native plants. Everywhere there's trash pickup serving as eyes and ears, graffiti removal. So there's really something for everyone, and we can always use new volunteers.
Fantastic. And for folks who were interested in becoming volunteers, what do you suggest they do?
Well, I would refer people to the website that the Humboldt Trails Council maintains. It's humtrails, humtrails.org. And on that site, there outlines each individual site. There are 10 current sites, 6 that have regular work days. And you have a contact person for each of those sites, so that'd be a way to either just show up or make contact with the coordinator for the site, and that's a great way to come. And there's an opportunity every Saturday and of the month except for the fifth Saturday, and the Eureka Wharf Trail has its work day on the first Sunday of the month. So those are the there are plenty of options available for folks throughout the county, really.
Fantastic. Stevie, do you have some thoughts to chime in with?
Sure. Yeah, if you're looking for a volunteer opportunity this Saturday in McKinleyville, the McKinleyville Land Trust works on the Chigacho Trail and the Mad River Bluff. And as we said, there's really something for everyone, and it's just amazing to get out onto a trail on a Saturday morning and be able to work together with people to help improve the trails that we all use and love.
Also this Saturday morning, we will be working at the Waterfront Trail North, which meets at the very north end of X Street, right in front of the Blue Ox Mill Works. So there are two options this Saturday, and we always start, everybody starts at 9 o'clock and typically goes till 11. So it's not a huge commitment. We encourage people to bring gloves, wear old clothes, sturdy shoes, bring a water bottle if they have it, and we will provide gloves and tools if they don't have them. So it's fairly easy just to show up and get started.
Fantastic. And it's a way of giving back. A lot of folks use the trails, and a lot of people are passionate about these trails and creating this whole regional trail system, as we've been talking about for the past 12 years. And this is a way for people to give back and kind of roll up their sleeves and pitch in and help. And it's, as you mentioned, fairly painless. You're just talking a few hours on a weekend.
One of the things that it does is that it has helped support both the county and the cities of Arcata and Eureka, and maybe in the future it'll be Fortuna and other locations that are hesitant. They can find money for the construction of the trails, but the ongoing costs of maintenance are always
right.
A concern. So this is a great way to sort of help pitch in and reduce those costs. And I know it makes a huge difference. It's been estimated, I think, Stevie, was it estimated at $60,000 in equivalent work efforts?
That's right. Looking at about $25 an hour with all those volunteer hours, it makes a big difference for the ongoing maintenance of the trails.
Oh, absolutely. And the nice thing going forward is, like the Hikshari expands south to
right.
to CR and to Fernbridge and Fortuna, we're not inventing the wheel. We've got a great model that we can model all of these different trails after, as far as stewarding them goes.
I might mention that one of the next opportunities to come online will be the McKay Community Forest,
right?
Which we've been waiting on for quite a while, but I'm very excited. Looks like in March or April of 2020, we'll wait till after the end of the rainy season to start. But that's when we'll start working in there, and probably be more involved with doing some modest trail construction there. So I think it'll be a very important and enjoyable work opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully that rainy season will start at some point. We're kind of like waiting with bated breath on that one. But
yeah.
And as we have been with the McKay Community Forest, that's, of course, right in my backyard. And that is one of those things that a lot of people have enjoyed over the years. Not as a fully legal spot, but it is,
right.
of course, becoming that. And there are some great trails to really make that thing a lot more usable and a way to do it without getting lost as well, as some people have.
Yeah, it'd be great if somebody has an interest now in signing up to be notified as to when we get started with that. Again, they can go on humtrails.org. But Emily Sinkhorn, it's emily.sinkhorn, S-I-N-K-H-O-R-N, @gmail.com, is gathering names and will be sending out the first communications to potential volunteers when we're ready for that first work day.
Fantastic. Fantastic. That's exciting. That really is exciting. I am so glad to see that that happening. And so glad to see so much happening in the world of trails as we at least I get ready to wrap up this little experiment called Happy Trails that we've been doing over the past 12 years, keeping this a front burner issue here in Humboldt County. And boy, so much has happened over the past 12 years. It's really been something special.
It has. We've reached a tipping point, and mm-hmm. I just think it's wonderful to see the change both in the politics of trails and the general community support for trails. Just fantastic.
Yeah, it cuts across all socioeconomic and political lines. Everyone is loving these things.
I might mention, too, that we've been able to actually, we've depended totally on volunteers at every turn for the past 10 years, but we right now have a sort of major coordinator that is working 5 hours a week, Renee Thibodeau, and she's sort of doing bigger coordination, and I think the hope is that this will allow us to be prepared to grow more successfully than just depending upon myself and Stacy Becker and a handful of other people to sort of do the bigger coordination tasks, and I think that will help us grow whether we and when we add the final four trail stewards on the Bay Trail, or as you say, extend south to CR and Fortuna, or north to the pump station number one from Larson Park and Arcata. So lots of potential going forward, but I think Renee gives us the power and the infrastructure to sort of do it right.
Absolutely. And as you did mention, this is we kind of really are at a tipping point. There has been so much progress at that concept of the regional trail system is really coming to fruition. You know, as you mentioned, the Bay Trail going north to Trinidad and the Hikshari,
right,
heading south to Fortuna, the Great Redwood Trail.
Exactly.
That's going to, of course, get us all the way to the Bay Area. The Annie and Mary Trail, which will hook into all the other trails going east and west. Very exciting for this. This will become a trail mecca for the country in the near future.
There is an opportunity on this Friday, and Stevie may want to talk about the trail mix a little bit more.
Absolutely, yeah. We're very excited to be hosting the Humboldt Trails Council annual fundraiser, the Trail Mix, which will be this Friday at the Bayside Community Hall. We'll be having music from the 80s cover band Eyes Anonymous.
Always fun.
And, yeah, just $10 will get you in the door. Doors open at 7. Music starts at 8. We'll have beer and wine and a silent auction with lots of great items.
Fantastic.
Another way to come have fun and support the Volunteer Trail Steward Program.
Excellent. Good. I'm glad you mentioned that. That is going to be a lot of fun. That is going to be a lot of fun. All righty. Just want to remind folks that next week on Happy Trails will be kind of a special wrap-up show. Emily and many of the hosts are going to be coming in here. We're going to see if we can also get our original host, Jen Rice, to come down as well. We'll all just kind of pack into the studio and kind of reminisce about the past 12 years and what we have to look forward to in the near future. That is going to be a lot of fun. It really will. It'll be bittersweet. I will admit it.
Well, Cliff, congratulations on keeping this going for as long as you have.
Yep.
And good luck with your next endeavors.
Thank you so much. Really do appreciate it. Stevie, thanks for joining in. Really appreciate this.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And Reese, as always, good to have you on.
Thanks, Cliff.
You bet. This conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.